work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump January 6th indictment. I'm Michelle Franzen. Special Counsel Jack Smith charging former President Donald Trump in a superseding indictment in the federal election interference case. A grand jury recommending the charges following the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity.
Prosecutors say this new superseding indictment was voted on by a new grand jury that had not previously heard evidence in the January 6th case. The charges remain the same. But a spokesman for Jack Smith says the new charging document, quote, reflects the government's efforts to respect and implement the Supreme Court's holdings. The revised indictment mainly refers to Trump as a candidate for president rather than as the sitting president, and it removes about 9 pages of prior material that had referenced steps Trump allegedly took from the White House. The Supreme Court ruled in July that Trump enjoys at least the presumption of immunity for all his official acts.
ABC Stephen Portnoy, this is ABC News. Delta Airlines launching an investigation into a deadly accident at one of their facilities at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta. It killed two employees. ABC's Faith Abubi is on scene.
We do know it was around 5 o'clock this morning when emergency crews rushed to the airport grounds. Delta confirming that there were employees who were working on a wheel, an aircraft wheel that was not attached to the aircraft at the time. And then all of a sudden, the wheel component ruptured. We don't know exactly how that happened, but it injured one employee and killed two others.
In Iowa, animal control officers in Pleasant Hill on the hunt for a water buffalo they say escaped from its owner while loading it to go to slaughter. The buffalo has been spotted in multiple places since Monday, and residents like Dawn McSweeney says she's been taken aback.
What? I mean, I was like, really? A water buffalo? At first, I thought, you're confused.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Macy's Labor Day sale starts Wednesday with limited time end of summer specials like great deals on back to school looks, and shop our lowest prices of the season on furniture, mattresses and more 15 to 65% off. Or use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 20% off even more great deals. Star Rewards members can earn faster during Star Money bonus days at Macy's. Details at Macy's.com/Star Money. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
A slight shower chance this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s. Patchy early fog, otherwise a mixture of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s for Wednesday. Another chance of showers and storms Thursday, high low 80s. It clears back out for Friday and the weekend with pleasant temperatures. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 77.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Despite his request to withdraw his nomination, Robert Kennedy Jr. will be on the Wisconsin presidential ballot this fall. Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs says the statute on removing candidates is clear.
The statute literally says, if you file nomination and qualifies, you may not decline the nomination, and the name of that person shall appear upon the ballot, except in the case of the death of the person.
The commission also voted to put Green Party candidate Jill Stein and other third-party candidates on the November ballot. More presidential politics. The Harris-Walz campaign says Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will make a stop in Milwaukee on Labor Day. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is set to speak Wednesday in De Pere, and on Thursday, former President Donald Trump has scheduled a town hall in downtown La Crosse.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durant, healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. And Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durant. A Fountain City man has been arrested on child pornography charges. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies executed a search warrant at the home of 37-year-old Staniel Neverdahl, and he admitted to downloading and viewing numerous photos and videos of child pornography. He was arrested on charges of possession of child pornography and is being held at the Buffalo County Jail on a cash bond of $10,000. The Durant Handy Mart is closing. The company announced yesterday on social media that it would close the Durant location on Saturday. A few years ago, Handy Mart closed a second location in Durant after removing the gas pumps from both locations. Now, earlier this summer, Subway Corporation closed the corporate Subway that had been located inside the Handy Mart. Handy Mart still has locations in Nelson and Wabasha. A pair of Western Wisconsin lifeguards are being hailed as heroes. Henry Meek and Bella Rowan said their training took over when they saw a boy under the water at the Hoffman Aquatic Center last week. They pulled the boy out. Rowan started CPR. The boy came to just as paramedics arrived. Pool managers say they are extremely proud of the two and says the situation shows just how important it is to have lifeguards. The Minnesota Court of Appeals has overturned the conviction of a Rochester man who threatened to kill people on social media. Kyle Ketterling was arrested in 2022 after making threats to kill members of the, quote, deep state, unquote, earlier that spring. He was convicted on three charges, but his conviction under the threats of violence law was reviewed by the Court of Appeals. A three-judge panel ruled yesterday that Ketterling's post was not a true threat because no one was specifically targeted. The court also ruled that Ketterling's language was disturbing, but ultimately political speech that is protected by the First Amendment. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will not keep the Green Party off the ballot this November. The court yesterday rejected a request from the Democratic National Committee to block the Green Party. Democrats say the Greens couldn't run Jill Stein for president because the party doesn't have any elected officials in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty said the court's decision stops Democrats from disenfranchising thousands of voters in the state. But the Green Party's not guaranteed a spot on the Wisconsin ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will meet later today to decide who makes the November ballot. The commission kept the Greens off the ballot 4 years ago. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Severe weather did move through western Wisconsin yesterday evening and even early this morning. Trees reported down in Mondovi, also in portions of Chetek and Dunn County. And most of the people in Eau Claire who had lost power because of last night's storms do have their lights back on. Xcel Energy reported as of 4 a.m. this morning that just under 700 people were without power. At its worst, there were thousands in the dark after those strong storms cut across western Wisconsin. Now, it looks like after the storms move through today, we will see a cooler air across the WRDN listening area with highs in the mid to upper 70s to low 80s. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on a $1.5 million promissory note with the Bank of Alma for TIF 2 projects expiring September 1st, review the tourist park campground ordinance fines and violations, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. A Menominee man has been arrested on child sexual assault charges. According to Dunn County authorities, 30-year-old Ronnie Pickler gave a 12-year-old girl alcohol, and the girl fell asleep and woke up with Pickler next to her. The assault stopped when the victim's mother entered the room and saw what was happening. Pickler was arrested Monday and charged with sexual assault of a child under the age of 13 and is being held in the Dunn County Jail on a $15,000 bond. He will be in court next week. With the Labor Day holiday weekend coming up, area law enforcement are reminding drivers, drive sober or get pulled over. Western Wisconsin law enforcement agencies will be participating in the program again with the goal to get those that are not sober off of area roads. If you've had too much to drink, use a designated driver. Area law enforcement agencies will have extra patrols now through the end of the Labor Day holiday weekend. Wisconsin's governor wants to update the rules for PFAS contamination in the state's drinking water. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources this month introduced an update for the state's clean water standards. The update brings Wisconsin in line with the federal rules for PFAS, plus adds three new chemicals to the list of PFAS chemicals that would be regulated. Wisconsin lawmakers approved PFAS rules back in 2022, but there continues to be a battle at the State House over how to best deal with PFAS contamination across the state. The governor yesterday accused Republican lawmakers of doing nothing. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The 2026 and 2029 National Horseshoe Pitchers Association World Championships are coming to Central Wisconsin. Visit Wausau Executive Director Tim White says he'll start working with local partners right away, and that big events coming to one community help all of the surrounding communities. The 2026 games will be held in Weston and run from mid to late July of 2026. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Cup Series headed to Mexico City. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in victory lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie! Woo!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR announced today that the Cup Series will race in Mexico City next season in the first international points-paying event in modern history. The Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez will host the Xfinity and Cup Series on June 14th and 15th, respectively. The Xfinity Series previously raced in the Mexican capital from 2005 to the final event in 2008.
Ambrose still at arm's length as they enter the sweeping right-hander for the final time. It's two car lengths the advantage as they work through eight. Off the corner, the Cinderella season looks like it's going to continue. Kyle Busch by two car lengths heading for the checkered flag.
After winning in Texas, winning in Phoenix, Kyle Busch has now won here in Mexico City.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun!
fun. I can't wait to go home.
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
The Packers made it official today, announcing the trade of backup quarterback Malik Willis. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Earlier, they waived both Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt, which leaves the Packers with two quarterbacks on the 53-man roster. It's possible they could sign one of the release quarterbacks to their practice squad tomorrow. They also waived kicker Anders Carlson today, and for now, we'll go with Greg Joseph. That could change, though, before the opener against the Eagles. And players that were released that were thought to have a spot on the roster? Wide receiver Grant DuBose and Iola linebacker Christian Welch. It's expected DuBose would land a spot on the practice squad. Baseball, the Brewers open a 3-game series against the San Francisco Giants at AmFam Field tonight. Tobias Myers gets the starting nod for the Crew. In college volleyball, the 3rd-ranked Badgers open their season in Louisville against 6th-ranked Cardinals tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The first week of football includes a state champ going down, upsets, and big-time performances. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The first week of the high school football season is complete, and it was great to get back to the action. A couple new coaching eras got underway with a bang on Thursday. Chris Graverson earned his first head coaching win at Wanakee as the Warriors shut out La Crosse Central 38-0. After replacing longtime coach Gary Westerman in the offseason, Steven Jorgensen guided Bayport to a 37-28 win over Middleton. In action from Friday, defending Division I state champion Marquette opened this year the same as it did last season, with a loss to Arrowhead, as the Warhawks rolled up more than 500 yards of offense in a 47-28 win. Prescott missed the playoffs last year but began 2024 in impressive fashion, hammering Northwestern 42-8. Several lengthy losing streaks came to an end last week. Barron ended a 19-game skid with a 27-16 win over Cameron. Bigfoot scored its first victory after 17 straight losses, taking down Whitewater 7-6. West Bend West ended a 15-game losing streak in a big way, putting a running clock on Sheboygan South in a 35-0 win. In a Cooley Region rivalry game, West Salem guard Trevor Arendt got to live out every lineman's dream, carrying the ball 14 times for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns when not playing up front, as the Panthers scored a 27-7 win over Onalaska. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Wisconsin's Chippewa tribes speared nearly 39,000 total walleyes this year. More details about the 2024 tribal spearing season when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Tribal spears from the state's six Chippewa tribes across the ceded territory reported a near-record 38,832 walleyes during an extended spring spearing season in 2024. That total walleye number was accompanied by a relatively standard muskie harvest of 268 fish. That nearly 39,000 walleyes ranks just below the 39,021 fish reported in 2017. After the 2024 report, the next highest number of walleyes were 38,547 in 2015 and 35,633 in 2019. Since 1985, the six tribes have combined for just more than 1.1 million walleyes across the ceded territory, which they do according to court-affirmed off-reservation treaty rights from 19th-century treaties. A breakdown by individual tribe shows that the Lac du Flambeau band speared the most fish this spring with 19,050 walleyes and 183 muskies. 191 Wisconsin waters saw spearing activity this spring. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A slight shower chance this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s. Patchy early fog, otherwise a mixture of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s for Wednesday. Another chance of showers and storms Thursday, high low 80s. It clears back out for Friday and the weekend with pleasant temperatures. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Currently at 77.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We are broadcasting from the Nebraska State Fair, the Tuesday day of the fair. Some actually asked if it was a turnaround Tuesday type of market trade. Well, we're going to take a look at what we're seeing in these numbers, including what was really nice to see, and that was some strong green on the screen for the trade. Will it last throughout the trading week? Time will tell. We'll get more details about that. We know non-commercials we're buying. We had some commercials as well that we're looking into these markets. So let's break down all the details, starting out on the livestock side, as Kyle Bumstead joins us once again. And let's just talk about the fact that, for the most part, except for those nearby feeders, we had some good green action going on in the trade.
Well, that's right, Susan. First of all, thanks for having me back. And yeah, I look forward to being down there at the fair with you guys tomorrow. The August feeder cattle, they go off here on Thursday. So they're getting tied to the index. The index day looks like it's going to be down around that 240, 265 when the Merck updates it later. So August could continue to fall here just a little bit here as we get closer to expiration. Now, those feeders are going to be marked against the index sales that are happening on Thursday. So we'll know Friday what the final number is that it settles against. But yes, we did see some commercial selling here in this feeder cattle complex. Obviously, the September lost to October, October lost to November, November lost to January here. So I did notice there was some decent commercial sell pressure here as far as the spreads go. You can tell that there. But we also have the Golden Roll starting up here end of next week here, or right after Labor Day weekend here. There's going to be some rolling going on here because they're going to be preparing for that Golden Roll coming out of those September contracts here as far as the feeders go and moving out to those deferred contracts. So we do have that to look forward to on the horizon as well. And on the live cattle side of things here, decent day there. Really no turnaround action here. We saw higher yesterday and higher today. So 2 days together, that's good. I'm hoping that the trend has changed here on this cattle complex. We start to work a little bit higher, but a little bit nervous here. We did get up here towards this 180 area up against some moving averages here in this October contract. And we did start to see a few sellers start to come out of the woodwork there, and a lack of buyers once we got up in that area as well, too. Now, August live cattle, they go off here on Friday. And up until today, I really wasn't concerned about deliveries. But now that we got the board trading over the Southern Cash, we could see a few deliveries start to surface there in the South. And it's just one of those things that could start to happen here. So they could just say, well, I guess if cattle are only worth 183 and they're giving me 185, 185 and a half on the board here, take them, you know. So we could see some of that action here take place as well. But we did see some decent buying here as far as the commercial spreads go. There's a little bit of commercial coverage taking place out there. October gained on the December, December gained on the Feb, and Feb gained on the April. So that looks to me pretty decent here as far as structure of the market wise. You need to have those spreads kind of supporting here these non-commercials coming back and buying. It looks to me like for the most part today there was a lot of non-commercial buying. It is Tuesday, so they were positioning here for their commitments traders report that's due out on Friday after the close. And so I think that some of that was getting done today before we settled up.
So who's more current, north or the south?
I would say, boy, that's a good question there. I would say that the south is more current right now. I think that there's still some cattle getting held up here in the north just because some of these cattle here have some higher break-evens and they're getting fed a little bit longer. Now, with this heat that come through here over the weekend, we're still just kind of lingering onto it today. I do know there was some loss out there in some of those yards. How big it was, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a big enough effect on the market yet, but still, that tells me that there's some people holding some cattle out there when they're that size.
What are you hearing about consumer confidence as well at this point? I know that everybody was talking about the Fed chairman and his comments last week. Do we think the confidence is changing a little bit?
That's a good question. We've seen this box beef market, I don't want to say firm up, but it's kind of stopped this descent here. We got down around that 315 area, and I look for us to maybe chop around here just a little bit until we get a better handle on this demand. I'm still a little bit nervous about it, even though interest rates are forecast to be coming down. It's going to take a while for that to ripple through here, to the consumer. So that's a little bit of a concern that I still have as far as consumer demand. I still think that there's some issues out there. Talked to some folks over this past weekend here that in the restaurant business there, and they're concerned. They're seeing things getting pulled back here a little bit as well. And then you're also seeing some deals on ground beef at the meat counter and some retailers too, Susan.
We don't talk a lot about the movement of the hogs when you and I get the chance, but obviously we had some nice green action for them going on as well today. And I know some of the early chatter was just about that they were kind of doing a little bit of rally back going on in this markets.
Well, that's right. That's kind of what it looked like to me. You did see the October gain on the Dece and the Dece gain on the Feb, so it looks to me like there is some commercial buying out there in those spreads as well, too. That looks decent here. Cash index is sitting around that 88 and a quarter mark here, you've got the October hog sitting around 82. So at some point in time, I think October is going to continue to come up, but I think the cash market could come down just a little bit, too, and they're going to meet in the middle somewhere. But you're looking at a market there that's inverted. You've got October trading over the December, obviously, and you've got something out there that's a potential here. You could see this December start to pick its head up as well, too, if we can keep this kind of a premium up here in the front months.
So as we look at the fact that this is a Tuesday going into a midweek trade, from a livestock perspective, what should we be thinking about midweek and obviously as the week goes on? We don't have any major reports like we had last week to focus on.
Yeah, that's a good question. For midweek, I'm going to start to, tomorrow's Wednesday, I'm going to be looking obviously to see where the non-commercials, if they're doing anything here as far as buying or selling. We're going to be looking at the volume spikes there, but number one. Number two, also going to be looking here to see what kind of cash bids we start to get out there in cattle country. Haven't heard anything. It's been very, very quiet this week so far to start out, but I would lean to think that you'd start to get some business here midweek. Some of these packers are wanting to get their business done early so they can maybe potentially have a four-day weekend. So I do know that there's some guys that up in the north here had some packers driving through the yards yesterday looking at some cattle, looking for some cattle that they haven't normally had those packers on the yards here lately. So that tells me that there's somebody out there looking to try to get something procured here and probably try to get it done earlier this week.
All right. Well, we've got a lot more coming up as we get ready here for the second half of the Channel Final Bell taking place here at the Nebraska State Fair. We come back, we'll talk about, what's happening on the livestock or grain side of everything with some non-commercial buying that's been happening. Obviously, crop is getting ready to be harvested a lot quicker than some may be ready for. It's a Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. And again, we've been broadcasting at the Nebraska State Fair. And a big shout out and thank you to Amish Furniture of Nebraska for this amazing recording set that we've had the ability to use during the State Fair. It's very much appreciated. Kyle Bumstead continues to join us for part two, of course, with Allendale. And Kyle, as you look at what's happening in the markets today, we talked on the front side of all this, the green on the screen that was happening from a livestock perspective. And you said there's also some non-commercial buying that's been happening on the grain side as well.
Well, that's right, Susan. Normally we'd seen the funds be buyers on Monday and then they take Tuesday off and then, or they turn around and sell it. It's kind of been the exact opposite this week, except in the case of soybeans, where on Friday, we had a pretty ugly close on Friday. When we went home there, we were down about 20 cents on those November beans. And then now we've strung together a three-day rally, but we stopped right at the 20 moving average today at 992, or right under 992. So that's a little bit of a concern here. I'd like to see us bust out and get above that. But yes, it looks like to me that from what we saw the commitments traders here last week, we could be seeing some non-commercial short covering here as far as the beans go. Corn, somewhat the same situation here. We did have an day there yesterday on Monday, and that tells me with the way things moved yesterday between the spreads and some of the other action that we saw some early harvest taking place out there in some of the southern plains, which I think is really starting to come to light here as we move into September, is when the combine's really going to get going. It looked to me like a lot of folks down south had really gotten started here as far as corn harvest here over the weekend. So that's going to be coming to the forefront here in the States here over the next couple of weeks. Now, today we did trade a decent day here on this corn complex. We did close higher. We closed above yesterday's highs. That looks good. The lows there of 385 kind of matched yesterday's lows, so it's tough to say if we put in somewhat of a bottom here, but it feels like we could be at the precipice here, putting in somewhat of an early fall low. Not saying we're going to grind, not saying we're going to bounce and rally right out of here, but, 415, maybe 420 could be in the cards yet before we see this thing sell off again as far as the corn goes. Now, what makes me think we could sell off this thing at any point in time is we're sitting here with the spreads here. The DEES to March carry spread is trading around 18.5 cents, got out to 19.25 yet today, and we're sitting right on the cusp of 60% commercial carry. Now, if we were to get over 66%, that would be bearish, and you're looking at about 22 to 22.5 cents. With full carry being around somewhere around 30 to 31 and a half cents is full carry there in the corn market. So we are still working in a situation here where there is some carry in the complex. However, we did see these spreads narrow up here a little bit today. So there could have been some commercial buying there. We did see a little bit of an export sale here this morning as far as the corn goes. And I was looking for a little bit of an export sale there in beans based off what the spreads have been telling us. But we have been getting cheaper as far as our grain goes. Everybody knows that. So we are getting a little bit more competitive here in the world market. Now, in the case of soybeans here, like I said, Friday was an ugly day there, and we were able to get this thing to kind of turn around here. As far as the last couple of sessions here, we did we traded an inside day there on the 23rd, which would have been Friday the 23rd, to trade an inside session. We took out that high there yesterday, which was 974.75, closed above it, which led to some follow through buying here today, and again stopped at that 20-day moving average. Now, case in point there, like on the corn, the soybeans are trading at right around 60% commercial carry as well too. So that tells me that the commercials are happy with the way things are, the size of the crop that they've got coming in. They're not having to bid up and go to the futures to buy it. So we are going to have a little bit of an issue here with the size of the crop we got coming in here. However, we did get to some cheap enough levels here where some of these non-commercial funds maybe got down here and said, you know what, we're looking at the basically crop insurance price here. with what these guys are getting for their corn and beans, or these operations are getting where they're synthetic puts. So we could cover some of our shorts. We don't really need to take this thing up and go massively higher, but we could cover some shorts in here. And when they've covered shorts, it has not rallied like it has when they've sold off again. So, or when they've gotten out of their long position, they've gotten out of their longs, or they've started to sell this thing and go short. It's much worse than when it comes back and goes higher. We don't have near the gains to the upside than we do the sell off on the downside when they get to selling.
Well, and you know, the fact that everybody's talking to Kyle about early harvest possibly happen as some of these beans start to drop leaves and the corn gets to their point as well.
Yeah, that's definitely something here, especially if this weather stays warm and dry. I haven't seen too many of the extended forecasts because it really doesn't matter at this point in time. I mean, the crop is finishing off decent. Yeah, there's been some heat here recently, and a lot of folks are saying, yeah, it's taking the top end off. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know, and I'm really not too worried about that. We'll figure out what it is once we get in there, and then we'll decide what kind of crop we have. So I'm not too worried about the finish off of this crop right now, Susan. I did talk to some growers in the North Dakota and South Dakota, and they said, yeah, we could have a few fields here and there that could have a frost issue, but I don't really see any cold weather on the horizon either, or any frost issues on the horizon, Susan.
All right. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you, Kyle?
Just call me here at the office at 308-708-7340.
All right. Kyle Bumstead joining us today. A quick reminder, commodity futures options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. You can pick this up at a podcast at our podcast hub at ruralradionetwork.com or wherever you subscribe to those free podcasts. It is the Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
It's summertime and the living is speedy. At NTech, we're providing a free back-to-school speed boost to all our existing fiber internet customers this August. Whether you're doing schoolwork or simply streaming your favorite videos, you'll experience faster internet at no extra cost. New customers can be ready for back-to-school season by signing up for fiber internet with NTech. Call us at 715-672-4204 or visit ntech.net today.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Last week, the Environmental Protection Agency released the final text for their nationwide herbicide strategy, and the new rules could have a far-reaching effect on the technology available to row crop farmers. I'll have the details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
The EPA's recently released final herbicide strategy introduces a series of mitigation measures that will affect how herbicides are applied on farms. While the strategy itself doesn't impose direct restrictions on pesticide use, it sets the stage for future regulations tied to new pesticide registrations and the review of existing ones. This means farmers will need to adjust their practices to align with these new standards aimed at reducing herbicide runoff and spray drift. One of the key changes is the emphasis on conservation practices like cover crops, conservation tillage, and windbreaks. These measures are being highlighted as effective ways to minimize the environmental impact of herbicides. But farm groups, which have been providing insight to the EPA throughout the process, say the practices don't work everywhere. Josh Gackel, president of the American Soybean Association, noted, "While there are clear improvements in the final strategy, we're still concerned about the complexity of this framework and whether it will be practical for all farmers to implement. The potential cost of compliance could be high, and the complexity of the new requirements could create confusion for growers." The strategy also introduces the use of a mitigation menu and a calculator to help farmers determine what additional measures they might need to adopt. While these tools are intended to simplify the process, there are concerns about their usability in the fast-paced environment of modern farming. Agricultural Retailers Association Senior Vice President Richard Gupton acknowledged the improvements made by the EPA, but emphasized that the true test will come with the 2025 pesticide label registrations. He said, "We support efforts to protect endangered species, but the mitigation measures must be economical and practical for farmers." On the environmental side, groups like the Center for Biological Diversity see these changes as a long overdue step toward protecting endangered species. They argue that the benefits to ecosystems, including cleaner waterways and healthier habitats, outweigh the challenges posed to agriculture. I'll be back with more after this.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Yes, with the EPA's final herbicide strategy in place, farmers will need to pay attention for changes to application instructions in pesticide labels. Both new products and existing formulations will have their labels examined, and those changes could be coming as soon as the next growing season. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A slight shower chance this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s. Patchy early fog, otherwise a mixture of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s for Wednesday. Another chance of showers and storms Thursday, high low 80s. It clears back out for Friday and the weekend with pleasant temperatures. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 76.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Kind of girl that keeps you waiting around. She likes to get her toes done bright red. She's always reapplying lipstick. The money river. She's the first in and the last down. She's got something I can't figure out that everybody's talking about. She got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring she never sang. The sun one minute, then she pouring down rain. And she do whatever she wants, and when she moves, every jump on a drop. Thought your plan was parking to figure out where your heart is, so twist it up. Have you spending every weekend and every penny you've been keeping just to figure out what she's thinking when you're thinking it's love? Cause she got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring she never sang. One minute, then she pouring down rain. And she do whatever she wants. And when she moves, every jaw on a drop. And I do, but I don't want her to stop. I want whatever she's got. Yeah, I want whatever she's got. She got me hanging on the ledge, on the edge of a kiss. All I ever
in my boots, so I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down, you want to get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. Packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. Said where to, she said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah. In your Chevrolet. Oh,
with the windows down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Your Chevrolet.
She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She's dressed to kill in the dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance, a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory. Head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late. That's too.
Jumping those hills with Luke and Bo. Plastic cap guns and a swimming hole. Don't get no dirt on your church clothes. Win or lose, we cheer for the Braves. 10% in the offering place. Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race. Sure be nice to get back to that place. There was dirt on Daddy's clothes for putting that bacon on my stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we chasing a girl, chasing a dime. Went so far trying to get mine. I can't see that old porch light that led me home at night. There was dirt on daddy's clothes. When putting that bacon on mama's stove, dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. And a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much. When we didn't have much. I can still hear Grandma reading at a red letter book of John. I can still smell coffee in the kitchen.